This is Tracy Holloway, and this is a Life Upgrade broadcast. Build your inner temple. Welcome. Let's take a few moments just to breathe together, to enter into this space, to come into connection with our own heart space. In this sacred space, interconnecting with one another, heart to heart across the globe. As you breathe into this space, as you anchor this light, as you feel the power of this connectivity to one another, we build this great network of light. Feel the power, the support, the anchoring, rooting you into the earth, guiding you to connect with your brothers and sisters of light all around the world. As we endeavor to raise our vibration, bring peace into our hearts, hold one another in a loving embrace, and create this sacred space, this unified field of compassionate care. We do care about our beloved planet so much. And we care about each other and our humanity. And together, we're building a great temple of light in our heart space through these networks. Preparing you to build your own inner temple. It's never been more important for us to build our inner light, our resilience, and focus on ensuring that we can raise our vibration and keep ourselves on track. And though there are many ways to do this, and you may have already established certain ways which work for you, what this particular broadcast uniquely brings is this frequency, this vibration, this energy of the Temple of Light, which is a powerful galactic anchoring of support for light workers and others experiencing their evolution consciously on Earth as human beings at this time. And the role of the light worker is changing. And though you may already have a sense of how you yourself are shifting and changing as you morph within the energies of this potentially challenging time, the role of light worker has never been more guided and more beautifully held and supported by benevolent beings from many realms. You may be making adjustments in your own life, ushering in a new way of being. And this will undoubtedly bring some chaos as things which once may have seemed set in stone are uprooted and created anew. This time of change on our beloved planet is here to assist humanity's evolution and bring us into union with our galactic brothers and sisters so that we can co-create the new Earth from a perspective of unification as all is one. The opportunities being presented are many, and they can feel relentless as we adjust over and over to a new, higher vibration of information coded in light, coming into our psyche, into our consciousness, into our energy body, and on into the denser physical reality of our physical body and our lives. We can sometimes feel as if we're being battered and bashed by a storm. And the power we have at this time is in our attitudes, how we see this time, and whether we can adapt and embrace these changing times as a kind of facilitatory process towards the unfoldment of a much greater vision is all down to us. And sometimes we lose our way. And that's why it's important to come together in these ways as a network of light, so that our collective collaboration can be felt energetically in the cells of our body, that we don't feel alone, that we feel that there are others sharing this journey with us. And the journey is about to get much deeper. And so preparing yourself in these ways and preparing yourself to go within and navigate external challenges from within a powerful inner temple is essential now. Especially if you wish to embody a new way of being within a new emerging reality. It's a deep journey. It's a powerful journey. And it's the journey of now. Pushing forward in a way which is heart-centered, guided, supported, but guided and supported from your higher vibrational networks of collaboration, ensuring that you find the necessary peace to help you stay on track and in the flow of this evolutionary time. Feeling that you can connect in with those of a like mind or a similar vibration. That connection can restore your sense of balance and help you find that not only are you seeking these higher vibrations of networks for support, but that as this guiding information comes in, that you yourself find yourself emanating the peace and the beneficial energies that others require. And so the network not only feeds you, but you feed into the network. It's an interplay, an interactive experience, energetically calling you in, offering you support. And then you're offering your support and love and guidance to this network in other ways, in all kinds of ways. And so just allow yourself to be open to that as this journey deepens. No one can really be without an inner temple now. And so those like yourself who are early adopters of this new kind of energy frequency technology that we're experiencing, this energy technology where we go within and we can access support for these psycho-spiritual experiences that we're having to learn to quickly adopt and utilize. These will help us to not only bring this inner temple into our reality, it's quite literally the place that helps you to raise your vibration, to raise your energy, and to keep you in alignment. And that through the regular transmissions that are accessible, you know, through the Temple of Light, you can not only access this network, feel this support. You can find a deeper sense of peace within this temple space and experience a greater sense of purpose in your work as an ascension being at this time. We're all learning to raise our vibration and to maintain a higher vibration, regardless of the storms that we're navigating and the changing times. And the power we have as human beings is to create the resonance of space required for these new higher frequencies of love and support to really get grounded now. to really become anchored physically in the earth realm for other human beings to find, so that their own energy body starts to feel the difference of frequency, the new information coming in, and they find their way to a more centered, heartfelt place within them and in their interconnectivity with others. And so it all has a rippling effect. This network just ripples out endlessly. And you may find that if you're off center, you know, you're flailing around in doubt, worry, fear, and hopelessness, then your frequency will drop, like it drops down. And you'll experience a like destabilizing sense of overwhelm. And you can ultimately find yourself sinking into a sea of negativity. Perhaps yours or other people's, maybe a bit of both. And so eventually what you'll learn to do is to recognize in yourself the early signs of this collapse, this fall into lower vibrations. I mean, initially it's about recognizing how to weave those higher vibrations into your life, but then becoming conscious of anything that triggers and brings your energy down, begins to deplete you. And to quickly navigate, to know how to quickly navigate your way back to a, like a solid, stable ground. And your temple, your inner temple, is this beneficial space to help you to do this. It's an anchor point to help you find your balance again. It's also, you know, a place to recharge and to rebuild your inner light, becoming stronger, more confident, and more resilient all the time. Everything now is about building inner light. And so you need an inner temple in order to do that. So if you're not feeling great, or you feel that everything is negatively impacting you, you feel overwhelmed, lost, confused, then that's the time to enter into your inner temple and rest and restore. In your inner temple will provide you with that much needed solace. This sacred space is imbued with the frequency of pure love. Just the simple act of entering this space changes everything. And every time that you enter into this inner space, your inner temple, your relationship with a deeper, more sacred part of yourself is more easily accessible to you. And so rather than being in a negative state of mind with all its limitations and fears, you can go gradually from this place of negativity or low vibration. You can go through some very powerful self-initiatory processes which will help you to lean ever more into a more sacred way of being. And so you're learning to recognize those negative states, what brings you into them, and go through a self-initiatory process that will help you to move more consciously into your inner temple, into your sanctuary, and be empowered and uplifted or elevated within that sacred space. Anchoring your inner temple as a powerful place of support and guidance. This not only stabilizes you in the moment when you need it, but it can in time offer you different portals of re-entry, creating kind of limitless possibilities really for creating your new reality. And so where you enter and where you exit can be two very different frequencies and dimensions. And so gently, gently, you will learn how to operate within this. Though as human beings, we tend to like to stay in familiar patterns, don't we? Even when we know they no longer serve us. And so the necessity to break free from entrenched psychological habits has never been more important than it is now. And this inevitable process of transformation is actually one of natural evolution. Yet the more we resist it, the more challenging and overwhelming it can feel. In fact, the more challenging and overwhelming it is. And opportunities for change will just keep knocking, knock, knocking on your door. And so it's important to build your inner light so that you can embrace these opportunities and then open new doors of possibility. And so think of your inner temple as a space of change. You can enter into it in one state of mind and exit it in a completely different place, in a completely different state of being. Embrace the opportunities presented and you will find you are beautifully held in this way and guided by your own guiding teams of invisible helpers. But you must embrace the opportunities when they're presented. And your guiding team of invisible helpers who are here specifically to support you through this time are coming closer and closer. And you can access them much more easily through your inner temple space. And many of these guiding influences have been with you forever as part of your network of light on your ascension journey, your soul's evolution. And so they are coming forward now and you're learning to call them in more consciously. And so you're building a more positive relationship with them as you yourself are stepping forward into a more guiding role energetically at this time. As you step forward, all the guidance and support moves forward with you. And so you're stepping forward into a higher frequency, a higher, more evolved state of being within yourself, a more conscious awareness of the truth of who you are. And the sacred call from within you is greater than ever before, calling you deeper, deeper into your inner world. And so you inevitably need to feel a greater sense of support and love from within the invisible realms. You have begun to perhaps subtly sense the enormous power of the great guiding networks of support available to assist in the birthing of the new earth. And as you sense the enormous power of these great guiding networks, you will gradually learn how to access these realms more consciously, more easily, more efficiently and effectively. And through the powerful portals of your own inner temple of light. Whilst you may have already sensed guidance in your life, a new level of purposeful, powerful guidance is operating within the networks of light currently. This network that we are in right now. This is a network that's guiding humanity through the great shift in consciousness as we learn to embrace and embody a more multidimensional way of being. And as you connect with all those tuning in and receiving this transmission, know that you are bringing forward greater guidance into our collective human experience. This is the power of this network. To bring forth the light. To help it manifest in ways that are guided, beneficial, useful on a human level, on an everyday level, as well as supporting the overall shift, which is a great shift for humanity right now. And wherever you are on your path is undoubtedly perfect and right for you. There is no one more ahead on the path of ascension or awakening than another, as we're like a growing wave of positive power building each and every day as we connect and align and bring in the light. And we will in time naturally wash through with this energy of powerful light transmission, wash through the illusion of separation and bring all together as one. And so relax into your personal journey. Be mindful never to compare yourself with another. The more you go within, the more you will uncover the true power of you and the true power you have to remember a deeper connection, a deeper awareness of the sacredness of life, the oneness of all in creation. And so comparing ourselves with others or being competitive is simply unnecessary and burdensome. It just lowers the vibration. And so the more we unify, the more we connect, the more we bring each other into celebration of our uniqueness, of our authenticity, of our love, the more we create this field of information of the new humanity, the new heart-centered creation that we're bringing forth at this time. And we're bringing it forth into our own lives in magical ways and ordinary and everyday ways, in celebratory ways, in ceremonial ways, in whatever ways we can weave the light of love and connectivity through our hearts, into our lives, into the networks which weave us all together as one. Whatever we can do to support that and to allow that is the work of now. And it's the work we're here to do together. And that's a beautiful feeling. And so have a moment of gratitude for yourself and for each other as we celebrate having come this far. The inner temple you will build here and now will offer you a safe haven, a sanctuary, a place for internal reflection. And most importantly, this sacred space grants you access to higher dimensions of reality, where the love and guidance and support is more easily accessible. Once you've built your inner temple, it's within you forever, even if you neglect to use it for a while. It will always be available, ever present, ready to welcome you home to the inner realms of your sacred self, in your sacred sanctuary. So if you enter into it regularly and work within it in ways suggested, then it will become such a powerful portal of remembrance, an incredible resource for insight, wisdom and loving guidance that you'll want to access as regularly as possible as part of a devotional practice. Your inner temple offers you a place to rest in a restorative high frequency energy. You can call from within this sacred space and receive what you need at a vibratory level. The first step to anchoring a new reality in your physical creation is to do this. Enter your inner temple with love and gratitude and let it hold you in a loving embrace as you let go of all your worries, fears, concerns. Sacred space can help you wash away all that you're ready to release. And it also offers you new opportunities for deeper self-awareness, forgiveness, and compassionate self-reflection. As you come into your heart space and breathe more deeply, there will be an opportunity to access a new light-coded realm of pure love, which has not been accessible until this time. We're entering into new uncharted realms as human beings, and these guiding realms are offered to us at a time when humanity is going through incredible challenges. And when those who are learning to embody their inner light need this support to come into their power and to rise. This is an exciting opportunity to enter into the new higher frequencies offered. And as we rise and access these higher levels of consciousness, we make way for the new higher frequency of light, a galactic guiding intelligence. We give the space, we create the frequency, we elevate our consciousness enough that this galactic guiding intelligence is able to access human consciousness and bring us to an awareness of our interconnected journey. Way beyond what we can currently really be aware of. So this is a new phase. And we're conduits for this new information coming in through light-coded transmissions. And as we raise our own consciousness, we bring these energies through into the collective energy fields for others to benefit from. Again, it's this rippling effect through these networks of light. The temple of light, it's galactic, and you are holding space within it as a human being, acting as a conduit for galactic support, supporting the evolution of human consciousness. And your inner temple of light that you're building plugs you directly in perfectly, safely and purposefully, giving you access to all that you need via this great overlighting temple that's supporting the ascension process, the birthing of the new earth. There's never been a time like this. It's unique in every way. The earth is ascending, going through great change, and she herself is breathing deeply as she comes into alignment with the cosmic forces that support her to birth her new earth. The deep breath that the earth is taking is palpable, and this stage will seem long for us as human beings, with our eyes on linear time. But for the earth, it is simply a deep inhalation, a softening, an opening to love and light, a surrender into the process of birth. And whilst many human beings may experience a sense of terror as what was falls away, they may experience a desire to grab on, to hold tight, to try to fix, or to ensure it doesn't collapse completely. They attempt to make it stand stronger with convincing arguments and energy put into power plays. All of this is occurring within this human realm, and we're witness to this. But what is in fact happening is that our earth is simply ready. This is the time, her time, and we must align with her. And all the supporting networks here to assist her through the powerful and incredible birth process. These are incredibly complex times for human beings. As until now, we have been held entrenched within the stories of illusion and separation, anchored in distorted perceptions which give us a very limited viewpoint, which now ultimately fails to provide the wider lens required to successfully help us to traverse these incredible and inevitable changing times that are being naturally brought about by our evolutionary process, by the Earth's evolutionary process, by evolution itself. And though we can, of course, discuss this at length and have opinions about it and blame one another for failings and failings of self, failings of other historic factors, and or use all kinds of divisive ways to point the accusing finger, what is in fact true is that we are at the exact and perfect point of the evolutionary experience that humanity is here to experience, regardless of what anyone says or does. This unique and precious time of great planetary change is indeed operating outside of the comfort zone of our rational minds, outside of the comfort zone of our deep desire for control as human beings. We cannot rationalize our way out of this, but we can, we will, and we must attuned to the power and purpose of this great awakening journey, which is collectively unfolding, and we are witness to it. But we can, when we anchor in to the higher frequencies of energy, be players within it, guided, supported as those that help to usher in the new. The light is pouring in, and we are vessels, receptors, receivers of this great, great intelligent light. This profound journey is divinely guided and will inevitably bring humanity through an era of re-evaluation, from thinking that we're in control and can perhaps do what we want without consequence, from a position perhaps of greed and selfish power and domination, to instead awakening to a much more integrated, interconnected, interwoven, natural, sacred way of living at one with our beloved planet and within this great cosmos. And as we gradually learn to embody a higher level of light, a higher frequency of light, and we bring in these new value systems and we learn to trust the benevolent guidance all around and deep within, and we relax into working within multiple realms of consciousness as part of a much greater galactic experience, a collective, connective experience in service to the whole. The destructive story unfolding on Earth currently is far more than our very vulnerable human hearts can really cope with. We can feel fragile and even broken within the immense powerlessness we feel amidst witnessing such destruction. As the old world we once relied upon for our sense of order falls apart, and all we looked to, or that which gave us strength and a sense of normality, is all put into question. The more we witness and experience that sense of terror, pain, suffering of self and of others in this dismantling world, as everything unravels, the more important it is that we build an inner temple of refuge to help hold us steady and guide us both personally and collectively through this time of great change. And the more we worry that we'll not make it through, thinking that we may not survive, we're doomed and that we have no way forward, believing that the planet herself has no resources to support our existence, all such fears and observations, real or imagined, take us away from our sacred heart, from our connection to divine love, and ultimately separates us from trusting in benevolence and the perfect unfolding of all that this great, abundant universe provides. The truth is that we are on the precipice of a new era here on Earth, and a new Earth is being birthed. She is birthing herself through us as well, and we're within her birthing process, the laboring process. And so as we relax, as we bring in the love and the light, so we hold space for the sacred, for the deeper journey of this evolutionary time. The energies of this time can and will guide and support us, but not if we fear the world we live in, not if we fear each other, and not if we let fear take us down. And so there are two worlds offered to us as we make a decision to bring the temple of light into our conscious awareness here on Earth at this time. One world of illusion, separation, and fear. The other world of connection, unification, love, truth, harmony, and alignment with all. As human beings, we get to decide. That's the power we have. Is the power to choose. No guidance, no matter how powerful, can make that decision for us. But when we choose, when we make our decision and we choose, we are supported fully in our decision. The temple of light you yourself create is part of a vast temple of light, which is here to support the earth through her birthing process. You are here to anchor the supporting and guiding energies of this light-fueled network by accessing and utilizing this great galactic temple and having your own personal, safe, sacred sanctuary space within it. The process you are offered here is life-changing, a real game-changer. But it is still up to you to play your part, to make your decisions, to step forward to access the supporting energies. You get to choose. You get to choose again and again. To keep choosing the light, to keep choosing to enter more and more deeply into your inner temple, to interweave and connect yourself more and more powerfully with the overlighting temple for this sacred evolutionary time here on Earth. This is a great galactic portal that we're traveling through. We are guided and supported more than we can imagine. Never before have we been able to raise our vibration enough as human beings to actually open up the access to this great supporting temple of light. And never has it ever been more crucial that we do so. The power you have now is in allowing yourself to open your heart to the immense power this sacred space offers. It really is limitless. And all that limits us is our humanness at this time and the current limitations of the mind. And this is shifting and changing daily as we welcome more of the light to support us to evolve as we become more conscious of the truth of who we are. As you begin to build your own inner temple and you see the inner richness of your own creation, you'll not only seek to know more fully how to utilize this in your day-to-day life, but you will also get the greatest access to your guiding teams who've been working with you to prepare you for this time. And those of you who have been deep diving into the powerlessness of their human story and who've been discovering the inner resources that such deep diving uncovers will remember that in truth, you're not powerless at all and never have been. And as you become aware of this, so you rise. And the great remembering is upon us and can only arise from the time of forgetting. We forgot not only who we are personally, collectively as human beings. We also forgot that we are actually part of a greater galactic family. As we remember, so we heal. As we remember, so we reconnect. And the portals of power open, and we are filled with the richness of this deep remembrance. And we arrive here on Earth as fully embodied beings of light. The great temple of light, in which you will now create your own personal temple, is the most beautiful place imaginable. In fact, as human beings, we kind of lack the level of imagination required to really know this kind of beauty. And yet we will gently awaken to this as part of our evolutionary process. The children who are coming to our planet currently must be held within this sacred space, protected within this great temple of light. And we are here to ensure that this is made possible through our grounded presence and our ability to anchor this energy transmission, this sacred space that unifies all as one, into our human embodied reality here on Earth at this time. And the new lights that are coming to the planet, the children who are coming, will be received into this great temple space that we're learning to anchor now. It's never been so important that we do this. It may feel as if there's just so much to do, but really in the heart of all creation, there is simply a call to be in the very heart of you. And you are being called. You're being asked to enter ever more deeply into your own inner temple, your own sanctuary space, and that deep inner sacred place within you. You're being asked if you're ready. And the whole universe is ready to receive your reply and gently come to support you. The great temple of light has landed. We are anchoring it now. And as we create our own sanctuary within it, we will raise our own vibration and help support others to access the higher frequencies required for this overall ascension process. Bringing our light more fully into our bodies as we raise our physical selves from the density of the distortions into the light of true salvation and unification and remembering of our oneness with all. There's no rush, as all is unfolding as it needs to. And we're asked to relax into trusting that this perfectly orchestrated divine plan is holding us in a tender embrace within this sacred temple space. You are loved. You matter. You are loved. And you matter. Whilst our human nature may fret and worry, we must learn to have the self-awareness and compassion for our human self. Gently ushering these fragmented human parts of ourselves into our sacred temple space so that balance can be restored and deep wisdom can be remembered. The human experience is what we came here for. And so gently and lovingly nurture your human nature within the great temple of light. as the evolution of human consciousness is well and truly underway. And how we navigate it is quite simply a matter of vibration. Light, sound, frequency is what creates and aligns you within your sacred temple space. And so you can expand into this light. You can breathe into this space. You can open your heart to the incoming light codes, which help you to align now to the great galactic temple of light. I'm going to bring you a light language blessing to support you as you create your own inner sanctuary. As you enter now into this space of light, light beings come forward to embrace you and to usher you through one of the many doorways which become visible. And one of those doorways is the entry point to your temple space. And as these great beings of light, whether you're aware of them or not, as they usher you through this space of light and transformation, a doorway opens and you enter into your sacred temple. Deep, deep within your heart space. Deep, deep within the light that connects all as one. There is a sacred space that is perfect and right, made for you, created by you, as the divine being that you are, overseeing and overlighting your journey at this time. And as you enter into this space, you will discover that you have built your inner temple in a way that's perfect and right for you. Everything about it brings you home. Brings you home to you. And as the light codes pour into this special sacred temple space that you settle into here and now, the blessings that you will receive through this light transmission and this light language blessing will help you to nestle in, to soften, and to feel the beauty and wonder and awe of your creation. This great benevolence that holds this sacred creation in place. That within this special temple space, there is peace, there is love, and there is sacred connection. Where you know in your heart that you are one with all. Iata nite atukuta. Iata ni iawa. Ise tata ni. Ise kata nite. Ise ata ni ete. Ietehi, iatani te atukutaha, ukatani iawaha, iehi, iehi, iehi. Uatana sata kuata, iatu kutani, iawa, iawa, she receives the great blessings from the Temple of Light into your sacred inner temple. Know that you are safe, you are loved, you are held, and you matter. And that this great temple is here to guide and support you. And so it is. And so it is.